Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Who are you looking for?
Oh, hi. I'm trying to reach Mary regarding home care services.
Yes, this is her.
This is Mary or Leslie?
It's Mary.
Mary. Hi, Mary. Nice to meet you. I'm
sure.
Calling from the home care agency, Family First Care. You spoke to my coworker,
uh-huh.
Mimi, right? You needed
okay.
home care?
Mm-hmm. I talked to her a couple of days ago. She
okay,
said somebody
awesome.
Was going to call me.
Yeah, that's me. Did you?
Oh, okay.
Did you still need assistance with home care services?
Yeah.
Okay. So just want to tell you a little bit about the program, and then we'll get you started with your application, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever had this before, or this is your first time?
First time.
Okay. So the program is paid for by Medicaid. It's a, home assistance waiver program. They will have you go through a couple of assessments, and then they'll approve you for a program once you're medically and financially approved. The financial limits are $2,900 a month in income or less, and $8,000 in assets or less. Do you own a home or a vehicle that would bring you over the $8,000 limit?
No.
Okay. And do you make more than $2,900 in pension, Social Security, or any income you have?
No.
No. Okay, perfect. So the first step is to have an in-home assessment. The applications are handled by a company called Maximus, which is a statewide program. They're also called the Independent Enrollment Broker. So either one is the same thing. They're going to do an intake visit with you, discuss also the financial requirements and a little bit, about the program, how you'll get your services. And then after that, you'll have another appointment in home, which is a medical assessment to see if you medically qualify. And then we'll take it from there. You'll have to submit bank statements and financial documents, but I'm going to help you with all the steps, okay?
Okay.
So I want to get started and schedule your first appointment, but before I do that, I just wanted to mention you also need a doctor to sign off that you need the home care. So we have a doctor on staff who is going to call you and, just ask you a little bit about your condition and send me the signed form. Okay?
Okay. Sure.
All right. So I want to transfer you to schedule your first assessment. Is that okay? Do you have 2 minutes to speak to them?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you. When you do speak to them, write down your case ID number and your case record number, okay?
They're going to give me that information.
They should give it to you, and if they don't, just ask for it. They do have it on, right on hand, okay?
You said case information?
Yeah, so case ID and case record number.
Case ID.
And also the record number.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to transfer you now. If you get disconnected or anything happens, just call this number back and I'll reconnect you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks so much, Mary. Just a moment.